time I got cramps. Anyway, no, we're recording. Look at that. All right, Andy. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good.
Good. We got a cool bonus episode today. This is in reference to episode 200. Right after our 200th episode, which was titled Changing Trades.
It
went out on March 2nd, 2023. That was a cool episode. We got to remember, if you remember, Andy, it was a write-in, a DM by a guy here in Minnesota who was working as a car mechanic, had been for the last like 15 years since high school, and was considering getting an HVAC and was nervous and just wanted to like get some feedback and get some, you know, what do you do?
Yeah.
Recommend kind of deal.
Absolutely.
So we made it. Yeah. We did a whole episode. That was cool talk, I think. But then in response to that 200th episode, we got a message from a guy that you and I both met, actually.
Right.
We met at AHR in Atlanta this last January. Was it January or February? It was February, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was February this year. It was late.
Yeah, it was late. This guy's name is Ryan Richard, and he messaged from Instagram. And I'm just going to read the message to you and so everybody can hear it. Again, this is in reference to episode 200. So if you want to listen to that episode, it's we talked about switching careers at basically a little later in life. Says, "Hey, Eric and Andy, my name is Ryan Richard. I actually met you both at AHR during the Taco party. I'm the guy from Vermont who asked about Chad and if he was there. I remember that too. Anyway, I just wanted to reach out in response to the recent podcast about changing trades and careers. My experience is going to be about changing careers because at 38 years old, I think it's important for others to hear that it isn't too late to make a change and take the risk. I know a lot of men and women may feel stuck, so I try to share my journey with whoever." He says, "I am a combat veteran, but after the Army, I went into human services and mental health. I was a mental health crisis worker for over 10 years. I got burnt out fairly quick with the stuff I had to deal with and the lack of support or appreciation." He said, "When COVID hit and they came out with the vaccine, the agency I worked for started talking about vac mandates. They made the decision finally to mandate the vaccine. It was not right for me or my family and went against my beliefs about being forced into something. So after a long discussion with my wife, I made the decision to leave and sacrifice my position, pay, etc., to the unknown." He said, "Then I applied to a local plumbing company, local plumbing and heating company, whose vans I saw around town and had other veteran buddies who were in the trades. I wanted to make a difference still, but in another way. I got hired and started completely green, like bright green." "They took a risk on me and I started in January 2022. I am now a first year plumbing apprentice and going to plumbing school twice a week after work. I have 4 children that are between the ages of 2 and 17 and they're all girls. I'm trying to emphasize to them about not going to college just to go to college and that the trades are amazing. I love what I do and I wish I started a long time ago. I work my ass off, and even when I get home and settled, I am looking up videos and looking at manuals, reading heating and plumbing books. Anything I can do to further myself in this field to learn every day at work and at home. So listening to the podcast made me think of my situation and that taking that risk is worth it in the end, no matter how old you are. So sorry for such a long ass message, but hope you're all well and hope to chat sometime. Take care." And that's from Ryan Richard, Richard 802 on Instagram. Obviously what a cool message to receive as, you know, in response to our podcast.
Absolutely.
And I asked him too, if we could talk about this on the air, and he said, yeah, for sure. And, you know, I think I got a little bit of feedback from a couple friends too, that talked about that because, well, you know, we should bring it up with Chad. Chad was brought up in his message, but we should bring it up with Chad sometime. So Chad actually switched careers. He was working as an apprentice, I believe, at the time for sprinkler fitting. And I shouldn't speak out. I don't want to get the facts wrong, but I'm pretty close on this, on the facts. I believe he was an apprentice and he wanted to go get into nursing school.
Yeah.
And he took exams and stuff. He had trouble passing one or two. Like, it was all this, you know, there's a lot of obstacles in that.
Right.
And somehow it didn't work out for him and went back into sprinkler fitting, but it wasn't without a lot of risk, you know. And can you imagine? I mean, you and I got lucky, right? Just got lucky.
Picked Let's one and went with it. Yep.
Well, and it was the right thing for us.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's what I think a lot of people like us, it's not something we're sitting around. I mean, look, we should not feel guilty that we got lucky and we liked it and everything. Like, not at all. That's not what I'm saying. But I think we do kind of take for granted that, like, we just, you know, it's not without a lot of hard work, but we like our jobs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it totally is. And I guess I don't know how to say it any other way than, yeah, you're right. We got lucky in the sense that we went out on a ledge. I mean, both you and I did, went out on a ledge and said, hey, you know, we're going to give this a shot. And we enjoyed the heck out of it. And I haven't found anybody, and I guess I haven't really looked or asked to find someone who was like, oh, I was in the trades and I hated it. You know, it wasn't my thing. And I'm sure that there are people out there that that's the case, but, it seems like more often than not, we're hearing the opposite of that. And, you know, on Ryan's side of it, I can totally understand, you know, being a crisis manager, that's got to be like just like an insane amount of mental pressure there. And so I commend him for that. And then in addition to that, want to, you know, thank him for his service and whatnot, being in his service to the country. So I appreciate that sacrifice in itself, and knowing that he had, you know, gone through those trials and then, you know, going through 10 years as a crisis manager, he's probably enjoying the heck out of the trades.
he probably, you know, if there's ever any drama or something, he probably just looks back and be like, oh, like, you guys have no idea.
No clue. So this guy's crying over spilt SpaghettiOs.
Yeah, exactly.
My hot box light bulb's burned out.
Yeah. I'm over here complaining because I got to plow my driveway again. And he's like, oh yeah, I wish that was my biggest problem.
Right. You know? So anyway,
yeah.
Since we've talked about it, I've thought about it a few more times, you know, like, what would it be like to change, you know, at my age? Is that, not that I'm thinking about it or wanting to, but, you know, it's just one of those things that you just go, well, what would it take? You know, what is that commitment?
I'll tell you, I mean, this isn't like a big reveal or anything like that. Now, like, I'm not going to like shoot the balloon and we're going to see a different color or nothing, you know, it's in like a gender reveal. I don't know where I'm going with that. In my head, it was going to be funny, but it wasn't at all funny.
It didn't work out that way.
No, it did not even close. No, but like, I am thinking about switching careers a little bit in that I'm looking at starting another, as if I don't have enough to do, starting another business.
Yeah.
And cause I really, really do want it with the outlook of retirement and things like that, in the horizon and my family, I want to get into like the real estate, the Airbnb. You and I have even talked about this together, but like Airbnb, like short-term rental, stuff like that, Vrbo. Yeah. But like, I've got a kid who's graduating college with a construction management engineering degree.
Yeah.
Who's got a hell of a brain in his melon. And I'm thinking, like, what better time in our lives than to take the little bit of money we've saved and like maybe make it into something much, much bigger, like a legacy kind of thing. Right.
Right.
And so I'm hoping that, you know, those thoughts turn into something, but just kind of along the lines of switching careers. Yeah, no, I'm going to have to keep doing what I'm doing in order to fund this and make it work. But it's putting yourself out there a little bit, not at all what Ryan did or, you know, what our friend here in Minnesota did, you know, talking about leaving one career for another as your only source of income. That's not what I'm saying, but it's, you know, I'm thinking about stuff like that,
right?
Because it's going to be new and it's going to be, you know, I'm going to have to make it work or not. That's you got two options.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're either in or you're out. And that's, I think, you know, where Ryan said the same thing. You know, he's had, you know, went and talked with his wife and he's like, hey, if we're going to do this, we got to be in. Yeah. You know, we got to put 100% on the line. And you know, it sounds like after we had chatted with him in Atlanta a little bit that, you know, things have worked out good for him. And I think he's happy with his decision. I hope that's the case. And wish him the best of luck on that. You know?
Yeah, Ryan, if you're listening to this, I hope you are. I think it's really cool that you shared that with us and everybody that got to hear it, because I'm sure, and don't take my little anecdotal story and as I'm not trying to compare the two, but don't take that the wrong way. But like, we're all thinking about something, and I'm sure somebody listening to this is contemplating, you know, maybe it's just switching shops, you know, like that can be that, you know, moving from one company to another, still within your trade. I got to tell you, I've done that and it is stressful.
Yeah.
And I would only imagine the older you are. I did it back when I was like apprentice or close to apprentice. Like I was young, you know, like I wasn't even smart enough to know that it was stressful and I was stressed out. Right.
Right.
But I can't imagine that, you know, in your 30s, 40s, talking about doing like even just switching companies.
Yeah.
You know, so no, it's great to hear from somebody. And like I'll echo what Andy said. Thank you for your service to our country. And thank you for sharing that story. That's really cool. That's really, yeah. I couldn't wait to share that with you, Andy. That was fun.
Oh, that was a good one.
It was cool to get messages like that. I love it. And we've said it so many times in episodes in the past. If you're, you know, if you listen to us like on Apple Podcasts, for example, you can just scroll down within the episode and you could see a spot to message either Andy directly or myself. And you can even, there's a link there. Andy, I don't remember what it's called. Do you know what it's called? I don't know. It just says that you can, that link allows you to click that and you can leave us like a voicemail,
right?
Voice message.
Yep. Yeah. It's right in the Apple. Is it in, it's on Spotify too.
Yeah, it's on all of our stuff. Yeah. Yeah, you can
in the show notes.
You can leave us a voice message right there. It's pretty. It works. It says send us a voice message here. That's what it says. I'm looking at it right now.
There, that's.
I should be more prepared when I bring things up. I should know what the hell I'm talking
you
about.
You caught me off guard at first because I was like, "What the hell is he talking about?"
Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah. So send us your feedback on topic ideas. You can do it over on social. You can do it right within the app there, or wherever you're at listening to us, and we do appreciate it. And you never know if, you know, we definitely read your messages. We definitely use your topic ideas for things to talk about, and we do definitely appreciate it. So, all right,
sweet. There we are.
There you go. I'm going to play the bonus music on the way out.
Play the play out.
All right. Talk to you later.
See ya.